This is Seven Mountain Business Radio. Each week, local experts discuss how the Bible is filled with sound business advice. Learn how to build effective systems, marketing, real estate mastery, and more. Now, here is your host, Karen Conrad.
Good morning and welcome to Seven Mountains Kingdom Business Radio. My name is Karen Conrad and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for joining me today. We are in a series called Vision to Reality. And this is just, I think, a really practical series for entrepreneurs, leaders, business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, because it really breaks down the steps that will help you to take that vision, that idea, that thing you know you're supposed to accomplish, and it will actually give you actionable steps and a way to put things together that you will see it come into reality. A lot of people become discouraged or frustrated, or they think they've missed God because the thing that's so big in their heart, they're just not seeing come to pass. And what I've learned, and I would say what a lot of successful people have learned, is that you have to have a way to take that idea from being in your head or in your heart and actually know how to implement it. Over the 30 plus years of business that I've been in leadership and owning businesses, this is kind of the area that I would say I'm kind of a specialist in. A lot of times I've been brought into situations, projects or organizations even, where they're just not able to get or see the results that they know that they should have. And it's not because I've got so many great ideas. Honestly, it's because God has blessed me with the skills and ability to be able to break down the tasks that are necessary to actually take that vision and see what it is that's necessary to bring it to pass. And so I want to help you with that, because I think that if we are able to get into a strong understanding of how to actually make things happen, you know, we will see results. And let's be honest, all of us are in business to see results, or we're here on this earth to see results in some capacity based on our purpose and what we're called to do. And so part of what I've been called to do is to work in the marketplace. And but I've applied it to, of course, I work for Andrew Womack Ministries and have for 4 years as the executive marketing director and vice president of Seven Inventures. And we've seen tremendous growth over the past 4 years. We've actually seen the ministry's doubled. And that is due to many, many people. Certainly, I've been privileged to be a part of the team. But that's a thing that I think can set people apart. And as I was sharing in last week's program, that what I've really seen is that the difference maker for successful organizations is successful implementation. So this is a really critical topic for us to be successful in business. And if you've not listened to this program before and this is your first time listening, I encourage you to go back and listen to the programs. We are on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. You can also listen live if you're not near an actual radio at krdo.com, and you can listen on mobile and desktop there. And if this program is something where maybe it's too early in the morning, you're in a different time zone in another country, or just have something going on Saturday morning, go to krdonewsradio.podbean.com, and you can go back and listen to the programs. And I would really encourage you, this is a topic that is of interest to you, go back and listen to those previous programs. All right, so I want to share with you too, a lot of the things that I talk about and share with you are teachings. I actually have a TV program on Gospel Truth TV that's called Living with Karen Conrad, and it's a daily program. And I've got a lot of those programs, including A Vision to Reality, that's available on my website, karenconrad.net. Where you can get, it's a DVD and an MP3 or CD combined, so you get the video and audio. But also on the website, I've got a lot of free things for you. I've got a lot of free templates. I've got outlines, a lot of free product. So just go to KarenConrad.net. You can go to the store and kind of check out what's available. I have four new series that are coming out. And so this morning I was up really early and I just sent this off to my graphic designer and to my duplicator. So here's what we've got available that's coming up. I've got a series I just did that's called Fear Not. And one of the things that, wow, this was definitely something I dealt with, being a widow and some of the things just in my growing up and you know, fear was a part of my life and what I didn't really understand. And by the way, worry is fear. Anxiety is fear. And so a lot of times we think, well, I'm not really afraid of anything. Yeah, but do you worry? Are you stressed out? Okay, the root of all of that. Do you have a temper problem? The root of all of that is based in fear. So that series called Fear Not is going to be available soon. And I would encourage you, if you deal with any of those things, I'm just raw open. I just share with you what I learned. And hopefully that will help you. Also, I've got Keys to Success, which is a series that is coming out. And actually, there's an outline on my website that is giving you some of those keys that I shared on that program. And then I have got a program coming out called The Effective Entrepreneur. So that product's going to be available very soon, and that also has a download. And I just taught that on the radio here a few weeks ago. And then I have got a series called Life of Principle that is coming out. So I've got four series that are coming out. Also, I want to share with you that I am going to be live in Washington, D.C. I'm very excited about this. Lance Wolno is one of my mentors, and honestly, he's the one that created 7M, the Seven Mountains of Influence, where we look at culture and realize that for us to impact culture, we can't just stay in the business mountain or in the church mountain. There's many areas that influence culture. And so I'm going to be a speaker at his dream conference in Washington, D.C. at the Trump Hotel, August 16th through the 19th. And so you want to check that out. I think you can actually join that or purchase that as a live stream as well. And then I've got an event coming up on September 15th right here locally where I'm going to do a workshop to help you build your strategic business plan. It's an all-day workshop. I've created a system that has been proven to work, and I want to share it with you, and I want to help you get your business, your idea off the ground and in a plan so that you can see your vision become reality. All right, so vision to reality. We've got the seven steps to making that happen. Of course, we've got what's your vision. We've talked about that a lot. The importance of a plan. We started talking about that in the last week. And have you done your SWOT? We'll be getting into that today. Setting benchmarks, developing strategies, strategic action plans, and assigning follow-up. So, all right, let's dig into the plans that make the difference. So number two, step two is the importance of a plan. And as I've shared with you, I've been in a lot of meetings, I bet you have too, where you have a boatload of good ideas, but until someone takes the initiative to name priorities, to make a plan, and break it down to actionable tasks, it will not yield you the results that you are desiring. So the good news is this isn't something that is out there that, oh my goodness, I just can't do this. Everybody can make a plan. Sometimes we need help from people that have got a template or they've got a, you know, way that they know works so we don't have to start from scratch. And that's why I'm here, right? I want to help you with that. But it's very, very important that you make a plan. And if you are not gifted personally to be administrative, so like for me, I can create the template for the plan. I know what we need to document, but I am not the person to follow up on tasks. I need someone else to do that because you know what? I'm always thinking big picture. But there's people that God is creating, gifted and talent, giving them gifts, talents, and skills that they love that. They love to follow up on tasks because it contributes to something amazing in the big plan. So here's a piece of advice for you. Anytime that you enter a meeting or a planning session, be sure you assign the responsibility of completing a template to a specific person. Here's something that I have learned over the years and has just helped us tremendously over the past few years, even at the ministry, is that if you are looking at kind of what your key activities are in your business, and that's something that's covered in what we call a business model canvas, which we will actually be doing, by the way, at that strategic business planning session, September 15th. The business model canvas covers several key areas of your business. And it's actually, I think it was created in Harvard. I think Harvard uses this as a basis in their business school. And you can Google it. It's business model canvas. And one of the things that they list is your key activities, which is like, what are the things that we do? What are the activities that need to happen for us to be able to accomplish our business or accomplish our vision? Well, if you start to look at those things that you do on a consistent basis, let me give you an example. One of the things that we do in the ministry is we have a lot of marketing projects, you know, that in conferences that we do multiple throughout the year. And so let's just use the example of a conference. So the organization does, boy, I think we do 12, maybe, no, I think it's actually more like 20 major conferences on an annual basis. And then we've got a lot of smaller events. So when I first came into the position as director of marketing, I realized that we were kind of in trouble with conferences because all the information for a conference was kind of kept in a person's head. Or maybe a portion of it was in one person's head and another in another person's. And when you scale up like that and you want to grow, you know, you're going to just wear people out if there is one person that people are dependent on to get the information from. And there is a capacity level at which an individual just can't take on more. So really what it does is if you don't have systems in place and you've got things that are in people's head, right, where they have to go to get people, the team has to go to get information all the time, you've really capped your business. So we realized that with conferences, if we didn't come up with a system or a plan, a template that we could work off of, we were capped on conferences. And you start to see things happen like, what if a person is sick, all right, and they don't show up and they're the only person that knows what to do? You have a disaster. And you've got, you know, maybe 1,000 people coming to an event and people are confused. They don't know what to do. They're frustrated. We had people fighting. You name it. Emotions were escalated because really it was the core of it was that people didn't know they wanted to contribute. They wanted to be able to help to make this conference amazing, but they didn't know what to do and they were not feeling valued because they had actually a lot of ability. But if I have to go back and ask a person every step of the way and I'm never given a big picture, you know, your high capacity people are just like, this is not for me. I have a brain that I want to use. I want to contribute, but I cannot continually have to go and say, okay, so what's my next step? Well, now I'd like you to take this box and you unload the product on this table. People need to be empowered. All right. So how do you empower people and how do you help them to actually, how do you as a leader of an organization actually, get more, this might sound funny, but get more out of your employees, okay? Because a lot of times this is like, well, I have all these employees, but we have all these things that aren't getting done and we have bright people. What's happening? If you're in that situation, I'll tell you what's probably happening is you don't have systems in place that allow your high potential people to actually have some latitude to make the small decisions within an overall plan that will bring results. And so it seems simple, but it is profound. Create templates and systems around your key activities. So in this situation where conferences was a key activity of the organization, I got the team in the room and I said, look, we're not going to function like this anymore. We have to understand what is happening in a conference or what needs to happen so that we can take on more conferences and it's not going to be dependent on me being at that conference or you being at that conference. It allows you to what I call plug and play, meaning that if you could move people around, let's just say a key person left the organization. Have you ever had that and things just fall apart because all the information was in that person's head? Well, sometimes people do that on purpose because they want to be needed and they feel that it's, you know, job security. And that happens. So this is a way for you to negate that and not allow people to be in that position where they are holding information for their security. But also, I wanted to make sure that we could scale up. I wanted a consistent experience. Remember what I was talking about at the bank? We needed to make sure that no matter what location they were at, that they had a consistent experience. And you do that through creating systems. But, you know, it's as easy as just create a template. Just create and document all the questions that need to be answered with your key activity. So I pulled everybody in a room and I said, all right, we're going to go around facilities. I want to know everything that happens or has to happen. I want to know every question that you need to have answered in the area of facilities. And we're going to put it, we're going to document it. So we had all those big post-its around the room. And we would go through and it's like, okay, this is a key activity within the key activity of conferences is facilities. And in there, there'd be things like, okay, we need to know how many tables, we need to know, you know, the plan, how do you want the room set up, da da da, all that information. We listed it all out. Then we went to the next one. All right, food, catering. What do we need to know? What are all the questions that you need answered? We need to know the budget. Okay, we need to know how many people you're expecting. We need to know where the food should be served. All, so if you can imagine, all the product would be another one. All the areas of a conference, praise and worship, offering, all those areas, we listed it out on big post-its in a room. And you might say, my goodness, Karen, you had to be in that room for a week. Do you know what? We weren't. We were in that room for less than a day. But when it was an organized brainstorming session, meaning that it was orderly and we knew the topics and we kept on topic with it, we just went around and we had all those post-its and then we took all the big post-its. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't know, 3 foot by 2 foot. Then we took that information and we put it into a system that we use Smartsheet, which is very inexpensive and it's just a project management system. And we created a conference template. Amen. It's easy. A template. So what did that bring about? What that did is it brought about a system that when we went into a conference, we knew all the questions that needed to be answered. And so when we would meet on it, we would go through that template and I could keep everybody on task, right? And we could make sure that nobody was lacking information. And so that would be a plan that we would put together. So let's just say we did an event in Chicago. So we've got an operational plan on that event and we have a marketing plan on that event. So everybody involved with operations goes and looks at the plan. And if they know if they're assigned in a certain area, we don't even have to meet. They can just answer the question or they can get the information that they need. And it's all in a logical plan. And that has springboarded into really nice schedules. We've got an op schedule. We've got a schedule that is not as detailed, just maybe for the people that are involved with the conference that just need to know at a high level what the schedule is. We had really a major, major turnaround in that area because we put things in a system. So now let's just talk about a marketing plan. That was another area that we needed help because we had several different areas in the organization. We have a TV department, publications department, then we're just bringing on a social media department, and then you've got your digital email. There's all sorts of things that are happening, and it was very fragmented because the departments were working in silos. And so you may be in an organization or you may be leading an organization that you're seeing that. You're like, my gosh, my people aren't working together. I've got one department over here. Let's just say my production department is working over here, and they're not at all connected to what's happening in my TV department. Well, when you start to look at your key activities overall, and let's just again use conferences as an example, do you know production product is part of that? So instead of the production department maybe just looking at their piece of the pie, right? You bring them in at a higher level where everybody is seeing what we want to accomplish. They're all agreeing on the goals and the objectives, and they see the bigger picture. It really helps because you're valuing people. They can contribute at a high level too. So really pulling together a plan where you've got all the team members, you're assigning departments, you're assigning people, you know all the questions that need to be answered. There's a lot more harmony on your team, but also your results are so much better because everybody is going in the same direction. And it's kind of funny. It sounds like I'm oversimplifying, but honestly, this template or this plan is sort of the glue that's keeping people together because that is what everybody is coming back to when they're accountable to what's happening in that plan. So it's really important. And even, you know, some of my businesses, I don't have a lot of people involved with it. Like with my home staging, I'm very personally involved with that. But, you know, I still have to have a system for that. And actually, I was just sharing this with someone yesterday. Because they have a company and it's a cleaning company. And they said, you know, really what we want to do long term is we want to teach and we want to speak. And I said, well, I think that sounds great. So what are you doing right now to prepare for that? And they looked at me and I said, well, you need to have something to speak and teach about, right? And right now, while you're actually doing it, is the time that you want to document it so you can teach others. So one of the things that I did with my home staging early on, I mean, I had hardly staged a home and I started doing this, is I started documenting the system that I was following with home staging. I started taking the before and after pictures right away. And I was more moving in that situation from instinct almost, and just kind of like, you know, thinking things through, like, what should I do here? And I had made some core decisions. I had done a core strategic business plan to understand where my blue ocean was and how I was going to approach the business. But I was very aware of what I was doing. Sometimes you're doing the right activities, but you have never pulled it together or documented it. So, like, for example, with that, I started documenting what I did in each room. And a friend of mine would help, and we would document the system and create checklists right away. All right. When I was doing everything myself, I was creating those checklists so that when someone came in to help me, and as the business would grow, that I would have a system in place that they would know, okay, so when I help Karen Conrad stage homes, I have a brand. Karen Conrad is a brand. I have a system and a way of doing things. So I don't want to risk my brand. So sometimes what happens is, as entrepreneurs and when we work alone, we don't want to risk our brand because we know what we're doing is right. And so we cap ourselves. All right. This solves that as well. So the system was created. So when I had people come in to help, I said, this is how I do kitchens. All right. I do the black placemats. I add three things, usually three different heights. And I put that together. Do you know what else? That is what brought my book 7 Seconds about. So I now have a home staging book called 7 Seconds that is really helping people everywhere to learn how to stage homes. But I did that through creating a system and documenting it along with pictures. So it also brings a whole nother revenue stream to you. So when I was talking to the cleaners about this, and I was encouraging them, like, look, if you want to speak and teach, start documenting what you're doing and what you're learning now, so that when you're at that place in your business that you don't have to be in there day to day, you can hit the ground running. And now you're not backtracking and going back and going, oh my gosh, what did we do? But making a plan and creating a system and templates has so many benefits. And I've just named about 10 of them to you really fast here. But let's just, you know, first of all, you've got your team members that are much more valued, because working within a system gives you safety that they're not going to do something to compromise your brand, but they're going to have some latitude within that system and a really a way to be able to bring ideas to the table to improve things on a regular basis. You're going to have less chaos, okay, because everybody knows what it is that they're supposed to do. They know what their assignment is, and they can look for their name on that plan and know where it is that they are contributing to the overall plan. A template or a plan system brings your whole team together from different departments and helps people get visibility and buy into the results that you're looking for, not just their individual tasks. Because if I'm just all about my individual tasks, if you inconvenience me, I'm going to push back. But if I understand where we're going as a team and you give me the ability and a way to contribute to that, you're going to have much more harmony between your departments and your teams. You'll be able to scale up and you'll be able to remove the ceiling in your business, all right? You'll be able to create new revenue streams. From documenting that system, I was able to create a revenue stream in books, right? And then also I created a teaching class for the DORA, which is the state of Colorado for continuing education. And through that system, I was able to create a 3- and 6-credit course. I'm able to do conferences. All right. So I have systems for all these things that we talk about that allows me to transfer my knowledge, both to increase my business, but also to help you and then to bring me additional revenue streams. I also feel, you guys, that this is being a good steward to the gifts and talents that God has given us. Now, if you've not listened to my purpose teaching, please, I encourage you to listen to my purpose teaching. It was one of the first 2 or 3 sessions that I did on this program. But when we go back to the core and realize that the gifts and talents that God has given me are not mine, they're something that God has given me, you kind of get over yourself and it's like, you know what? I'm just over myself. And honestly, I'm not here just for personal gain. Now, God blesses me in my businesses and I have to be a good steward and I'm going to create wealth for my children, my son Levi and his future children, because we are to do that. But it allows me also to take the gifts and talents that God has given me and help others in those areas. I rely on learning from other people's gifts and talents all the time. I understand what God has gifted me to do, but I lack a lot of other things. So when I partake of conferences, like I was telling you about this dream conference, I'm going there as a speaker, but I am probably more excited about hearing what the other speakers have to say because I will close a knowledge gap for me, or I'll be able to see a way of doing things that maybe I don't see right now or I don't have the gifts and talents for. So anyway, all this comes back to creating a plan and a system. It is absolutely necessary to see results. All right, so this action, along with a plan for measurement, which we will be talking about in the next program, will ensure you gain traction and begin to move forward in an organized fashion. Again, I cannot emphasize enough that having a plan that has an assigned tasks and assigned people to it is absolutely critical to our success. All right. Well, you guys, we are out of time. We'll continue with Vision to Reality next week. Again, I want to remind you, I'm on KRDO News Radio. You're listening to 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. You can also listen live at KRDO.com on your mobile or desktop. And if you weren't able to catch me live with the program at 6:30 AM Mountain Time on Saturday, you go ahead and listen anytime at krdonewsradio.podbean.com. Also, if you feel like this program would help maybe some of your teammates or your children, a lot of people want their children to be able to aspire to entrepreneurship, or just friends or family, please share this with them. And again, I want to invite you to go to my website, karenconrad.net, and there's lots of free resources out there. You'll be able to check out my schedule, some of the training things coming up. You'll see about my home staging business and designing spaces segment is on the home staging tab. And just take advantage of that. It's there for you. So thank you so much for listening today. We will hear you, I guess, or see you next weekend. God bless you and make it a great day.
You've been listening to Seven Mountain Business Radio. Heard every Saturday morning at 6:30 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.